Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's on the Browns Radio Network, does a fine job there, did a fine job playing offensive line in the NFL for the Rams, the Browns, and the Giants. He's Mr. John Greco. Hello, John.
Gentlemen, how we doing? Happy Monday.
Hello, thank you very much. Hey, our buddy Tom Withers from the Associated Press just tweeted out, he's not a doctor, but he thinks that the Browns are trending toward Case Keenum starting against the Steelers. John, if I'm, and I, you tell me, if I'm Baker Mayfield, I don't think I have anything to prove as far as being tough or a leader or anything. I mean, I think he's shown that. Don't you want a healthy guy, and shouldn't he get healthy? And if it's at all possible before he goes back out on the field, it just scares me, John, the idea of him going out there this week.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. Just given all of the information that surfaced right before the game from Jay Glazer and all of the facts that we already know, I feel like it's high risk, low reward given the current situation. If you force Baker out there, or if you not force him, because he doesn't need to be forced, he wants to play. If you roll Baker out there, that and you run the risk of him, I guess, potentially damaging that shoulder even more. I don't know, because everything I'm hearing is that, you know, yeah, chances are he needs shoulder surgery in the off season. Can he operate effectively with the current situation? Probably. Is rest going to help at this point? No one really knows. There's so many uncertainties. But, you know, I do know one thing. If you're dealing with a sore shoulder, if you're dealing with a partial tear, you're dealing with a small fracture, whatever it is, I would think the rest equals good for Baker Mayfield and the situation for this team and this offense. If you put him out there against the Steelers and he takes another bad hit or lands on it awkwardly or tweaks it throwing, who knows, and you run the risk of the doctor saying, no, you need surgery now, your season's over, you know, then look where you're at. But if you give him rest and you save him and he's potentially as healthy as he's going to get this year, for the second half of the season, or even, you know, you miss one divisional game and you have him for the remainder of the season and into the playoffs, that's kind of what would make me feel better about the situation. I don't think they're in a situation where it's like, hey, listen, we need Baker Mayfield this week to make the playoffs. I don't think that's the case. And maybe that's how they're operating. So that's, I know I'm kind of talking all over the place, but if it was me, that's kind of the conversation I'm having. Like, hey, look, Baker, we need you for a playoff run. We need you late November, all of December and into January. Not right now. I know we have Pittsburgh and we're starting divisional games, but we need to think long-term goals of the Cleveland Browns offense and team and Baker Mayfield's success.
John, were you surprised that Jay Glazer said he had talked to Baker and Baker told him the bone was broken? Like, sometimes information is so precious in this league, and I was kind of surprised, or maybe not. I don't know what to think about the fact that your quarterback, according to him, told him that was the broken bone. No one knew about it until that point.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what to think of that either. These guys, these quote-unquote insiders, they obviously have special relationships. They text the players. They talk to them on the sidelines. They pregame. They whatever. So, you know, there's nothing that it makes me laugh more than when someone says, oh, a source in the Browns locker room tells me that, you know, such and such is wearing these special cleats today. And I'm like, well, your source is that player. I mean, just try and say that.
That's awesome.
In this situation, you know, there was full transparency. It was, hey, Baker Mayfield told me this. So,
Yeah. You
know, I think Baker was just being candid and telling Jay Glazer, hey, look, yeah, like, full disclosure, this is what's going on. Yeah, I'm out here fighting. I'm out here battling. You know, I want to be out there, but look, this is an additional situation that I'm facing. Whether Jay was like, hey, listen, I'm going to break this. Are you okay with that or not? That remains to be seen. I don't know that information. You know, when I would kind of talk with people in the locker room and share information with certain reporters, media members, I would do so kind of carefully. I would share information with guys and girls that I knew wouldn't disclose the information, but would kind of use that information to when they were, you know, analyzing, talking, contributing. So I don't know. I don't know if Jay was like, hey, listen, Baker, are you okay with me sharing that? And maybe Baker was like, yeah, go ahead. Or Jay Glazer got that information and was doing his job and disclosing it and reporting it. I don't know, but that's my guess as to what happened.
John Greco joining us. John, I don't think it can be understated how big of a win on Thursday it was over the Denver Broncos. You know, with Baker out, all the other injuries, Case Keenum comes in, they run a nice offense, it works, D'Ernest has a big game, defense is really good. It just calmed everything down and put things back on track in an AFC that looks really wide open. It was impressive, not because they played so well, but boy, did they need a win and they got one.
Yeah, I think at this point in the season, because there's so much volatility, 1 week a team looks like it's a world beater and then they'll take a loss, or we're praising one team and one maybe player or group 1 week and the next week they're in the doghouse. I think it's still kind of early in this season to start crowning, you know, teams in either division. You kind of get the sense like, yeah, this team has the capabilities of being a playoff team or even a contender. But to your point, the AFC is still wide open. You know, you look at what happened, the Bengals yesterday and you know, a couple weeks ago we were thinking, hey, the Chargers, that's the number one team. And you know, week one, we were talking about the Chiefs, and now they're trending downwards. So there's still so much movement and things going on, in particular in the AFC, that I agree with you. I think it is still wide open. Getting back to the original question about the Browns and the importance of that win, I think any win at this point is critical. You want to stay above water. You want to stay 100 above 500, and you want to start trending in that direction. Given the injuries, given everything that was going on in the current state of the Browns, it was big. You know, you have a backup quarterback in there, and I think Case Keenum is a capable starter, someone that probably the best backup quarterback in the NFL, someone that's able to lead a team in multiple absences of a starting quarterback. But anytime you have your backup in, you know, getting a win in that situation is huge. You got it at home. There was the long weekend, the mini bye, like we talk about. If they would have lost that game, I mean, the stress level would have been through the roof. They would have been below 500. We would have been talking about it, you know, especially with Pittsburgh on the horizon. It would have just been bad. So the fact that they got that win, they have a few extra days to get some guys that were nicked up, dinged up, back to 100% or as close to as they can to getting 100%. That way you start your divisional games and you're trending towards getting healthy. Yes, we still have the conversation about Baker Mayfield, but I'm going to go back to my original point. I think having him later in the season healthy as he can be and kind of minimizing his extra shots now is of key importance. So, yes, it was a big win.
John, you got traded in the offseason, right? Like July, right? When the Rams – when you came here? Is that right?
Yeah, it was like the first week of training camp.
All right, so Is it like, I'm wondering what's a locker room feel like, you know, the week before a trade deadline? Because that's coming up next week. And I'm just trying to remember, were you here when Joe Thomas was going through all the rumors to go to Denver?
Yeah, okay. I was. And it seemed like every year there was always rumors, whether it was local media or national media. I remember in St. Louis, one of our tight ends, Randy McDaniel, was like on the trade block, and the Rams were vocal about it. And they were like, yeah, we're fielding offers. And it was awkward. And Randy was like, you know, F this situation, I'm going to go out and ball. And it kind of maybe was a spark for him. And I remember with the Joe Thomas rumors with Denver, you know, that was, it's funny. It's like when a rumor starts like that, it catches fire. And then, you know, the player might be like, hey, that's news to me. Or the player might take it personal and it might, you know, amp their game up, or they might just get, you know, ticked off to the point where they're like, you know, forget this, and they kind of go in the tank. So I think that the feeling in the locker room when those rumors are swirling, I feel like in my experiences, it was always blown out of proportion, and maybe it was made into a bigger deal than it actually needed to be. And, you know, the storm blew over, and you know, you were left on the other side of it with the same guys in the same locker room, and nothing ends up happening. But I think it's unique to each team, each situation. Obviously, you know, with the situation in Houston, that's a polarizing figure right now in the NFL, and Deshaun Watson, for a variety of reasons. And there's a lot of talks in teams that would want him, assuming that his legal situation, you know, comes through and he's unscathed in that situation. There's a lot of teams that could use Deshaun Watson, assuming he doesn't have any restrictions and he could play the rest of the season and beyond. So, you know, some years there's big implications come trade deadline. Some years there's just guys like, you know, hey, this guy isn't really panning out. You know, can we get some value for him? So I think it's kind of team specific.
All right, John, Halloween's coming up. You know, we got all the candy coming up. I need your food expertise in here. When you're the adult staying at home handing out the candy, what's the best food, like the best snack food for the adults that are at home while they're handing out the candy? What can we make?
Well, I think it's kind of like, I'm a big like nacho guy in that situation. Something that you can just lay out in a big spread, maybe a nice charcuterie board, throw some meats and cheeses out there. That's kind of like finger food. You know, high class, upscale finger food, sophisticated finger food. So whether it's nachos with like some chicken or smoked pork or beef or something, and some nice finger food, watching some games, handing out candy, that's kind of where my go-to.
Are you going table nachos or are you going just individual? Like the table nachos where you go buy the industrial grade bag of tortilla chips at the big bulk place, spread that all out, and then go back and kind of work your magic over the table? Because I think table nachos may have been one of the greatest inventions of all time. That's me personally.
Table nachos is a great invention, but if you're taking the time and effort to make individual nachos, I mean that is next level. And I think those are better. If I was over someone's house, they were like, hey, we're making nachos, and I got a plate of like 10 individual chips with all the fixings on them, and I was like, this person went through the time and effort to give me a quality nacho, I would be very appreciative of that. But at the end of the day, if there's a lot of people and you're enjoying libations and there's costumes and candy involved, you just want a sloppy table nacho spread. That's kind of what I'm going for.
Oh, so well said. Well said, John. Thank you so much.
I think I'm glad that I let Andy ask the final question rather than me ask about the challenging 4 out of 5 games before the bye week, but I'm not really sure. John, always a pleasure.
Guys, thank you.
John Greco. Browns offensive lineman, former and part of the Browns Radio Network, joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Very, very talented cook.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.